with Isabel Francis here today at the Women's March. Isabel, why did you come to the march today?
For any number of reasons. First is because I'm a mother, and I have two daughters. My older daughter is now a physician in Portland, Oregon, and my younger daughter entered her beat-up old Honda very early yesterday morning and drove with a friend to Washington, D.C. to participate.
That gives me chills.
I couldn't be more proud of her. Mm-hmm. These young women have opportunities because of all of the struggles that women have made throughout the history of this country, first to gain the right to vote, then to gain the right to work, then to have equal pay for equal work. And now, you know, we find in upper education and particularly even in medical school that women outnumber men. And so we have made this peaceful transition, if you will, to populating the upper echelons of our educated society. And yet as women, we simply haven't grasped our power yet. We still have a country in which women's reproductive health is in peril presently, and in which LGBT rights are being imperiled. And so for our children's sake and their children's sake, it is imperative that we participate. Also, because I'm a nurse, I'm an RN, and the American Nurses Association has called upon all nurses to advocate for the uninsured. And the Affordable Care Act was the first real legislation that we've had which tried to address the issue of access to care for the uninsured. And as a result, millions more Americans have been able to enjoy the benefits of having health insurance, having preventive health examinations. And if this country is going to transform our healthcare system, we have to continue to expand upon this legislation rather than make feeble attempts to repeal it with no possible plan in sight.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, thank you. That is a very articulated response. I really appreciate that. How did you hear about the march today?
I guess just the news in general, Facebook, friends. Yeah. I was struck because I actually had to mail a package in the post office, and there were two people in there that looked down upon the street and they said, well, what's that all about? And I thought, how can they really not know?
Right.
I mean, honestly, I know it's the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, but by gosh, we have internet,
right?
Television, you know, it's not like it was when I was a kid,
yeah.
You know?
Is there any effect you'd like this march to have on society? Let's see, what's the question? What do you hope this march will accomplish?
I hope, much as my friend Anna Dravland, who was just speaking before me, said, that people will really open their eyes. We've had, you know, an intrusion of fake news onto social media and other platforms, and that's so unfortunate. Mm-hmm. Because what happens is all of the hype and all of the distraction makes people not try to seek the truth. They only seek their own truths in whatever outlet they can find it. And so we need responsible journalism, first of all, to help educate people. I mean, this morning I read that the White House has now taken down its pages for LGBT rights and for climate change. Now, my first thought is that's horrible. My second thought is that true?
Mm-hmm.
We're in a day and age where we have to really check things out, and because people aren't reading newspapers anymore, and because they aren't getting their news from Walter Cronkite, we don't know what's going on. So I hope people will start to begin to try to educate themselves and to understand the importance of this type of protest.
Mm-hmm.
It's a peaceful protest.
Mm-hmm.
It's just asking people, check it out. Get the real story.
Yeah.
Don't believe everything you see or read.
Right. And is there any way you plan on following up with this march?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. I intend to keep the faith and keep advocating for people's rights, all people's rights, and for people to have access to health care. It's my job.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.